You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is on. NBA free agency has begun. 5 o'clock yesterday. Let's be honest. Lots of leaking well before that. Everyone kind of had ideas. Were there any surprises? I dare say if there were surprises, it probably came from your New Orleans Pelicans. And what I mean by that is, there were pleasant surprises, right? Nice reviews here, nice reviews there, nice reviews everywhere on the trio of players that will be made official here coming up on July 6th. David Griffin. Go ahead, Jordan. Get the hands ready as soon as you finish saving that bite. There we go. Continuing the solid job that he is doing. Hello, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill. It is the Sports Hangover. Each and every weekday, 12 to 3 on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Needless to say, lots to talk about as we're not even a full 24 hours in officially of NBA free agency. Jordan got pen, paper, laptop. Any updates of new players, getting new signings? Seth Curry just recently signing with Dallas or agreeing to. Again, July 6th is when you can actually put pen to paper. So that's when you will have the introductory press conferences and things of that nature. A couple of trades here and there. Who's going to be traded? The moves the Warriors are making. All of that. But, of course, tons of focus when it comes to the Pelicans. A handful of guests, especially from the people that cover the team with us, as I want to get as many opinions as possible, including yours. 800-998-1003, 800-998-1003, at ESPN Radio. NOLA is the way to follow us over on Twitter. Your lineup's like this. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels at 12:15, will help break down the three new players that are coming to the Pelicans, which I'll get to in a quick second. Will Guillory, bottom of the hour, will take a look at the league as well as what he thinks the Pels did. Again, lots of high praise. Lots of people nationally saying, look, the Pels are forming a team that they can compete. Look, remember, Adrian Wojnarowski on draft night or the day after draft, right, Friday morning, he was on Get Up, and he was like, hey, that they're going to compete for a playoff spot. Brian Windhorst, the latest. We'll play that sound coming up. 105 Scott Kushner of The Advocate covers the Pelicans. He wrote about J.J. Redick, the importance of adding him and his leadership. So we'll touch on that. 130, Raphael, Jordan, you saw it, huh? Already sending new eyes.
Oh, boy.
What? Why are you all booing? What?
Because I already saw who's number one on the...
Well, I mean, if the unthinkable
they
happens...
They still only have three players.
Let me tell you, well, if that fourth player is who it might be...
It's not.
A, you'll never live it down. A. B, I will make sure you never live it down because I told you that was the biggest fear I had with your bounty of picks. That will mean nothing if they never become a lottery team. But we'll get into that because I think it's kind of a point that we should talk about. But, yes, the odds are out there. Who got stronger, who didn't? And Ali Kassel is going to join us as well as Ali super excited by the lineup that possibly could be. And again, it's just right now. Editor-in-chief of At the Bird Writes is going to join us here at 2:15. Kenny Farrell is going to join us at 2:30 as we'll take a look at yesterday's victory by the U.S. in the Gold Cup quarters or Curacao. It's a win. I don't know how much else we can talk about it tomorrow. USA, England, in the Women's World Cup semis. We'll talk a little bit about that. But I really want to hear from you, Pels fans. 800-998-1003. Jordan was all nervous, wondering what's up with Lake Thompson. Why have we not seen the deal? I'm like, take your time, relax. They're busy. They're trying to find out what's going on. They were full court pressing to try to get Kevin Durant. He goes to Brooklyn. They trade Andre Iguodala to try to get a little something out of nothing for it.
Well, another name's off the table for the Lakers.
It's not off the table. He wasn't going anywhere. It just hadn't been announced officially yet. Go ahead, since you're so worried about it.
Klay Thompson agrees to a 5-year, $190 million deal with the Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. Here's his max. He's got his bag of money. He's good.
And Seth Curry's also going to Dallas.
Yeah. Well, again, we'll get into all of that and more. I want to hear from you, 800-998-1003. As I said, I have those guests in here. We can sprinkle it throughout. If you want to ask any of those guests questions, you're more than welcome to as well. We'll throw you in there. Jake Madison, Will Gilley, Scott Kushner, Raphael, Ali Kossel. We'll work you into the conversation, so don't be afraid. At ESPN Radio NOLA. But yes, the big news, obviously, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan teaming up over in Brooklyn. Okay? So they go there. The Knicks. Do you remember, Jordan? The Knicks. The day after the lottery, everyone was going, oh, that's where, mind you, that's where they thought Zion Williamson needed to go. Remember that? Remember AD? It's either New York or LA is where I want to go, right? Just bastions of organizational excellence and how it's run and how it's taken care of, right, Jordan?
No,
it's a joke. Yeah. Do you realize the Knicks never even got meetings with any of these top free agents? I'm talking about like meetings, no sit downs.
I mean, they did. They did get the man Julius Randle.
They did get Julius Randle. Congratulations to him. 3 years.
I saw one of those Twitter posts where it's blurred picture of Zion, and then the next picture is rubbing the glasses, and then it's actually just Julius Randle.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, the only thing that would be complete with this is Boogie.
No, I want to see Boogie go to L.A.
You want Boogie in L.A.? Really?
That team would be so dysfunctional.
But you say that because this is where we are right now. So the two franchises that AD said is the only place he would sign long-term. Knicks didn't get a meeting with anybody. Their quote-unquote little brother on the other side of the East River there, Brooklyn, they got their big three free agents. All the attention's going there. Knicks reportedly didn't want to offer Kevin Durant the max. However you look at it, regardless, they didn't get meetings with these people. Like, deals were done elsewhere. In L.A., Jordan, who have they signed, by the way? Agreed to sign?
The Lakers?
Yeah.
Nobody.
What do you mean nobody?
Nobody.
Since 5 o'clock yesterday.
Mike Martini.
No. There he is, Mike Martini, the cocktail olive that was in the SB Nation diagram. There. So they still only have three players?
And Mike Martini.
And Mike Martini, the olive, the cocktail olive. Like, we're not joking. Seriously, right now, 12:07 p.m., a day, well, it's not even full 24 hours. They haven't agreed to anything. Now,
mind you, already $1.6 to $1.7 billion of free agency have already been taken off the board. So, I mean, if the Lakers want to start building their team, they better do it today and tomorrow and not wait on Kawhi.
Well, Chris Broussard thought it was just a matter of time, because what we're getting to is everyone is waiting for Kawhi Leonard. Chris Broussard out there saying yesterday evening, the Lakers and Kawhi rumblings getting stronger and stronger. Iguodala likely to join the Lakers after Memphis buys him out. Danny Green, Seth Curry, and Lakers scope as well. Lakers have also offered Rondo the veteran minimum and have given him 24 hours to decide. Lakers, as he writes, on the verge of building a powerhouse.
Where'd Seth Curry go today?
Dallas.
Exactly.
You sure it's not L.A.?
I'm sure, and I'm pretty sure Danny Green.
You sure it's not like going through Dallas-Fort Worth on the way to L.A.? Because there's a lot of connecting flights in Dallas. He's not going to L.A. through Dallas.
And I'm pretty sure Danny Green's looking to go somewhere else.
Danny Green?
Yeah.
No. L.A. You sure not L.A.?
I'm positive.
Andre Iguodala, why is the link there? He's a Rob Pelinka guy. So, or he used to be.
And they're just going there because it's L.A., you know? Everyone wants to play in L.A.
Or L.A.
But look, no one wants to go there.
Look, before you continue to make fun of L.A., did you see what happened yesterday? It was released and announced? I sent you the picture.
No, Anthony Davis.
There it is. Come on. Cover of NBA 2K 2020.
He was already on the cover of 2K before.
Yep. No.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
I have the game.
No, he wasn't.
I have the game.
Because something like that cannot happen unless you're in L.A.
I'll pull up.
You're in L.A., you can't get a chip deal. You can't get a video game cover deal.
It was 2K16.
No, it's not. Yeah, you're lying.
Yeah, it was the cover athletes were Stephen Curry, Anthony Davis, and James Harden.
So it was a handful of athletes.
Yeah, but there's also a couple athletes.
See, but when you go to L.A., you are the athlete.
No, because the special edition of
Limited edition is somebody else.
Is Dwayne Wade. And the cover looks
ten times better. Yeah, but he's not playing. See, he's a legend. See, Rich Paul got him the only active player in the league cover of a video game, Jordan.
Wow.
That's what happens when you go to L.A.
It was a really boring background also.
Again, what are you talking about? He's hugging the basketball.
And
you
there's
can't
a
get
ladder
it.
Behind
Come
him.
Get it.
A random ladder behind him.
Well, it's a hidden meaning. We just got to figure it out. What does the ladder mean in the NBA 2K2020 picture?
His meaning is I'm moving up in the world.
Oh, is that what? That's what I like that. Okay, moving on up. Climbing the ladder of success. Climbing the ladder of legacy them.
Meanwhile, Dwayne Wade is basically like Miami Beach with like fireworks going off in the background. And
again, though, he's a legend. AD wants to be a legend. Here's what's funny. If Kawhi Leonard does choose L.A.
Which L.A.?
Clippers, Lakers, Raptors, it looks like right now. But the Clippers went out and made a move, kept one of their players, and paid them pretty handsomely. So I don't know if they is. It could be just the Lakers and Raptors. You know?
Stop.
Because, Jordan, remember I told you. I said, yeah, because you love this Laker move because of all the future picks. And I said, that's fine and dandy if they're a lottery team. If they're not a lottery team, you're in trouble. If Kawhi Leonard teams up with AD and LeBron, and then a bunch of, you know, minimum contracts and things of that nature, I mean, you realize they're going to be the favorite, right? You do get that.
Until AD gets hurt.
Well.
And LeBron can't play in an air-conditioned stadium.
What I do find interesting is AD, did you see his piece today that came out?
Oh, yeah.
He broke his silence. He apparently
thought so nice, and
it was so chill in L.A. Too hectic, too fast moving in New Orleans. What? It is
the Big Easy.
No, that's it's a big headache, is what it is. Don't you feel like you need to relax when the day ends because it's so fast paced and moving? Paparazzi, where I can't even get to, you know, down the street to have a little meal or something. Got celebrities, you know, taking my table for dinner and stuff. I can't live like this. I need to go somewhere where it's
I don't think he ever roamed the streets of New Orleans once.
Well, we know where we might have roamed. So here's the thing. Stop it. Not and say nothing. It is funny, though, because you're already starting to see, right? I hope he's enjoying the chip deal, the cover and all that, because they're already calling him Chris Bosh 2.0. If Kawhi Leonard goes to L.A., he is not the second star on that team. Yes or no? He's not the guy to be focusing on.
Which is why I don't think he's going to go there.
No. I'm talking about it's LeBron.
Yeah, that
it's
is.
Kawhi.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then AD.
I understand.
Just like LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. I mean, he's the back part of the big three. But he did say in his piece today that came out over there in L.A., it's about legacy, not money. He's explaining about, you know, giving up the $4 million.
What a guy.
I mean, again, what a fantastic individual. So that's what's going on overall. A lot of people are waiting on Kawhi. And why we're going to talk about him for a bit, and we will with all our guests, is because it's true. If he goes to the Lakers, it does change the
package.
It changes everything in the NBA. Because if he stays with Toronto or even goes to the Clippers, I mean, I've seen some national analysts say anywhere between 8 to 10 teams will legitimately have a shot to either get to the finals or to win the finals. And it's been a long time since he's been able to say that. Obviously, as you know, Durant's gone with the Warriors. And then you have Klay Thompson with the ACL injury. He's not going to be coming back for a while. So Klay Thompson, signing today, or, you know, to come out in agreeance. As for the Pels, they did a pretty good job. Pels brought in three players. And we're going to talk about that with our next guest here as we go into our first break. Nicolo Melli, find out who he is. J.J. Redick, lots of y'all know who he is. Got plenty to say about him. And then also, I thought to me, a move that was an exclamation mark was a solid, solid move. Derek Favors, the team trading for him yesterday. J.J. Redick, two-year, $26.5 million deal. Derek Favors was traded for 2 second-round picks, 2021, 2023. You have to love the fact that a pair of teammates already this morning have come out and congratulated him and have come out and spoken highly of him. Again, two players, veterans in the league, that could come in and help a young Pelicans team. Plus, Melli, pretty good. 2 years, $8 million is fully guaranteed. So for $4 million, you got yourself a 28-year-old, 6'9 power forward, shot 40-plus percent from downtown in the EuroLeague season. Seeing as a guy that can stretch the floor, can give you some of that shooting. I like all three moves. Let's go to Jake Madison, Locked On Pels out of the break, and get our first bit of analysis this morning. Don't forget, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident? Ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Houma. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, let's get at it. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. Thanks for joining us here. We got plenty to get into and plenty to talk about. As you can imagine, we have a lot to get into, not only with the Pels, but around the league. Jake, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
Absolutely. Let's start with the Pelicans, obviously. I love the three acquisitions and signings here. They all make sense. None of them you feel like you overextended yourself, or you gave up anything to help your team. And I think, to me, it just, I love the fact that nationally everyone goes, hey, you improved your team, and watch out, they could be a competitive team. First off, overall thoughts, and it will go individually with the players.
Yeah, overall, the Pelicans did exactly what they wanted to do in free agency. They got good veteran locker room guys that contribute and fit the needs of the team on the court right now. And they did that while not sacrificing any long-term flexibility. These guys are all basically on two-year deals or less. And that's exactly what New Orleans was looking to do. They did not want to give out any four-year deals, ideally, you know, three-year deals, too. They kind of accomplished all of their goals all in one fell swoop.
All right, so let's start with 6'9 power forward Nicolo Melli. Two-year fully guaranteed deal, $8 million. Apparently was a target for the Nets when you read a lot of different reports. Something tells me Trajan Langdon had something to do with this, and this is why you wanted him on board. It's one of the reasons that he was a candidate, right? His ties to EuroLeague, G League, and things of that nature.
Yeah, this move has Trajan Langdon all over it. Langdon actually scouted Melli multiple times in Europe the past couple of years. Has been a long-rumored target for the Brooklyn Nets, and they just never really had the roster spot for him open. But in his opening day press conference, Trajan Langdon, when they introduced him, said he's got a lot of really good relationships overseas with a lot of those basketball clubs over there, and it allows the Pelicans to get more information on those players than other NBA teams would be able to do. And you saw it in this. And New Orleans must think very highly of this guy to give him a two-year guaranteed deal. This is not a veteran minimum or anything like that. They're using what's called the room exception, basically now their last chance to make any kind of splash in free agency on this guy. They like him, 6'9", power forward who stretches the court, shot above 42% from three in the Eurobasket tournament last year. Keep in mind, their three-point line's a little bit shorter than it is in the NBA, but these guys often have a lot of success translating their game over to the NBA style. And this allows New Orleans to run out multiple lineups and try and figure out what's best with Zion Williamson. Is it best with a rim protector a la Derek Favors, who we're going to talk about in a second, or is it better with a big who can stretch the court, shoot threes, keep the paint open for him? And now it gives New Orleans, in this coming year, ways to experiment and figure out how best to utilize Zion.
You know, one of the things, Jake Madison, Locked On Pels as well, we'll get into this once we go through the players. The Warriors were fantastic with their starting five when they had their run with Durant and the other stars on that team. But you and I have talked about this. What made them difficult to beat was when they went and took a rest, the bench came in and either extended that lead or did that. So, you know, I think one of the things that I've seen you and a couple of others that cover team tell fans, don't worry who's starting. You want as many options as you can and as much depth. It's a long season. And if you can not lose, because that was the problem with Anthony Davis. He'd go take a water break and it'd get blown out. So that's one of the things that stood out to me so far with all these moves.
Yeah, look, they've added a lot of depth to the team, and here we are on July 2nd trying to figure out who starts at the small forward spot for the Pelicans. Is it J.J. Redick? Is it Brandon Ingram? These are good problems to have on July 2nd, and, it, you know, the Pelicans might not even be finished yet. They could do a little bit more in free agency. They could be active in the trade market, still reshape this roster, and, man, this is a far cry from previous years on July 2nd, what we're talking about. So good problems to have here for New Orleans.
All right, so the next player is obviously, and you mentioned him a couple times, J.J. Redick. 2 years, 26.5. It's guaranteed, no options. He's 35, three-point specialist. You look at the career downtown numbers, what, 41% from three-point land. I love the amount of playoff games he's played in, and I think what's an interesting stat to me is, what, 13 seasons? He's never not played in the postseason?
Yeah, that is the type of veteran presence the Pelicans have been looking at to add to this team. There's a lot of youth on here with the guys that got brought over from the Lakers, all of the draft picks, Zion Williamson, et cetera. They needed to add some guys who've just been there before, who show you how to be professional NBA players. J.J. Redick checks that box, but he also checks another of other boxes, too, and that's the three-point shooting, which you just said. He's above 41% for his career. This is a guy who, in last season with Philadelphia, took 8 three-point attempts per game. That is a lot, and defenses absolutely respect him because you give him just a moment of space, he's going to be able to shoot that three and make you pay, and defenses are going to kind of bend around him, and this is just going to open the court up for Zion Williamson, Jrue Holiday, Lonzo Ball, who do their best with a lot of space down low. So I think this is a great signing. It's a two-year deal, which, is, again, fits into what New Orleans is looking to do to keep a long-term flexibility there, adds just everything they need. More shooting's never a bad thing, and just a home run signing for New Orleans.
And Ed, you add what I thought was just a beautiful exclamation mark to the evening yesterday, Derek Favors. It's always a good thing, Jake, when you see immediately when the news hits, Rudy Gobert and a couple of other teammates just praising Favors. One teammate praising him on how it seemed like every year he was rumored to be traded, but he always came into work. He worked hard, you know, focused. Gobert said, because of him, he made me better. Again, you just said about Redick, but that's the kind of guy that's coming into your locker room and is helping shape, mold, and give good things to be modeled after if you're Zion.
Yeah, this fits exactly what we've been talking about. Good veteran presence is a very useful player and fit for New Orleans and just adds a lot to this team both on and off the court. And Derek Favors is one of them. This is one of the more tenacious rebounders in the league who's going to be entering his 10th year now with New Orleans. There's a lot of experience there. He can teach these young guys exactly what they need to do to be professionals, how to defend too, which is something that takes rookies a long time to kind of figure out. Having a guy like Derek Favors in the locker room probably speeds up that learning curve just a little bit. He's going to be the day one starter for the Pelicans down low at the center spot. It allows Zion Williamson to play the power forward position. You don't need to worry about him drawing that tougher defensive assignment, a bigger bruise of your centers, you know, subjecting his body to a lot of punishment. It's going to just let Zion be Zion, which I think is only a good thing here. It's also a one-year deal now. They're trading 2 second-round picks that they acquired from the Golden State Warriors for him. He slots right on into the cap space. It just makes a ton of sense fit-wise, veteran presence-wise. However you want to look at it, this is a really good move for the Pelicans.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pels. It's interesting you mentioned the 1 year left on his deal. Some fans will be like, well, why'd you do that in trade for him? Well, look, you did draft Jackson Hayes. And we keep talking a lot about Zion, allowing him to just be him, not accelerate the growth process, let him learn through experience and surround him with some veterans. Hayes, same boat, right? I mean, right now it's Okafor, him, and Favors. That would be the center position. So he's got two guys that are veterans above him that can sort of learn. And you got a guy in Jackson Hayes who's going to take a little time to sort of develop and know that. The athleticism is going to help him kind of get in. But having a guy like a Derek Favors playing his position, showing him how to body up and rebound and do that, it's just that's what's perfect about it, because you did draft him to be your future center. But now all of a sudden, instead of throwing him out there and saying, okay, you got to help Zion, you got two rookies in the front court like that, this really helps, I think, a guy like Jackson Hayes as well.
Oh, yeah, tremendously. And Derek Favors is the type of player that he could really grow into, we think. Maybe, you know, he's got potential to be even better than him. But you also didn't want to just throw him into the fire too often, too early. This was a guy who was never going to play more than 20 minutes per game for New Orleans this season, most likely. And then all of a sudden, though, if an injury happens, he is playing that. And that's how you can kind of derail careers early on when these guys aren't ready, when you're not taking a slow developmental process with them. Now with Derek Favors, everything's good. You don't need to worry about him playing in high-pressure situations and not performing, or going against starters and not performing. At least the mental aspect of the game being very difficult for these guys as they struggle with their confidence. This keeps your starter. This lets you bring along Hayes slowly. You can send him down to the G League if need be. And overall, it's just managing the short and long-term thinking, which is not an easy thing to do or needle to thread, that David Griffin, who's done perfectly so far this offseason.
Joe Ingles was the other player I was referencing, other than Rudy Gobert, where he says he came into work every day and went to work regardless when he was rumored to nearly every year to be traded. But I love this part, Jake. He says, I'll miss our pick and rolls together. Let's not forget what Fave did for this franchise for 8 years. Again, the mention of the pick and roll. You and I have kind of talked a little bit about this last week when I had Coach Gentry on and David Griffin on Wednesday. I mentioned this as well. To me, the easiest thing that I can see, this team can pick and roll you to death if they really want to go in that direction. And here's a guy that literally, again, here's a big, this is what they do. And if you're a defense, who are you picking, Zion or Favors? Because they both can do pick and rolls. Those are high percentage shots. I mean, it could either be dunks, it could be layups. I love this.
Yeah, and Derek Favors is actually one of the better finishers in the pick and roll last year, according to Synergy Sports, which tracks a lot of the data that you see out on the court. I think converting something in the mid-60s on all of pick and rolls that he did. Here's the other thing, though. You have a number of ball handlers, too. It's not just Zion and Derek Favors being the role man in pick and roll. Zion Williamson can be your ball handler in the pick and roll with Derek Favors setting screens for him and Zion lofting it up to him or to Jackson Hayes. You have a lot of flexibility, and this goes back to something like J.J. Redick, too. One of the things he's really become a huge threat off of is dribble handoff. So it's not quite the pick and roll, but all of a sudden your big man's dribbling the ball and hands the ball off to a guy like J.J. Redick who's right behind him, and then they use that big body to create a little bit of space, and J.J. Redick is deadly in that space. And that's where I think this works. You're starting to see this roster come together. Yes, they're going to play a lot in transition. They're going to get out and run for buckets that way, but they're also going to be good in the half court much better from where they were before because you have probably four or five or six guys who can handle the ball in the pick and roll. You have three guys who are probably great at the roll man, and then some of those guys overlap in between two of them, a la Zion. How do you try and defend something like that when the Pelicans can throw so many different looks at you? They're going to be really fun to watch next year.
I call it the KISS principle. I don't. It's been made up a long time before us, Jake. It's keep it simple, stupid. You hear coaches and sports guys talk about it all the time. I love that. Whether it's pick and rolls, hands off, things of that nature, finishing at the rim. This is all simple, basic, fundamental basketball. It's what Golden State's done to win championships. So I do get it. And by the way, you did get a coach that coached over there in Gentry and with the Suns. So I love this, man. I'm excited. Final thing from you. I just want to get your take. Do you think Kawhi goes to the Lakers, man? It can't possibly happen, huh?
You know, it was funny because watching all of this unfold yesterday, I threw a party at my house to celebrate the start of free agency. That's how much I love basketball. And we were waiting for Kawhi to be the first domino to fall, and then everything was going to fall in place. He's still the only thing left outstanding right now, and everything else got done right away. He's just someone who's impossible to get a read on. I have no idea where he is going to go. I wish I did. I'd like to bet on it. Probably make some pretty good money right now. But it's just kind of unknown. Watch everyone else get scooped up. They have to sign Kawhi Leonard. They have to, and it's not even up to them really. It's up to Kawhi. And so this is a bad situation for LA. Either it's going to work out and they do get him, okay, everything's good, or they're in a really tough spot. There's the role players they can go that are really going to be difference makers on that team next year. All of the mid-tier free agents have already been snapped up. All of the top level guys went off the board right away. They might be like kind of left. Were able to sign those mid-tier guys like Julius Randle. But he's still got to round out the roster because there's four guys on the team potentially, and that's it. They're in an awful spot if they don't sign Kawhi Leonard. We're all rooting that they don't sign Kawhi Leonard, so I'd love to see him stay in Toronto. He's just as happy right now seeing him sign with the Clippers.
At NOLA Jake is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Jake Madison, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for jumping on this afternoon.
Of course, thanks for having me on, Gus.
Yep, go check out that podcast. We'll come back, quick break. We'll go to Will Guillory of The Athletic, get his take on things again. Look, one of the reasons I wanted to get as many people that cover the team as possible to give their takes, too, so you can sort of see the opinions all kind of come together and show you why I'm so excited about this. It's moves that make sense. You understand what I'm saying? Jordan, we talk about this all the time. Who's the guy we're about to cover here in 24 days? No, not Zion.
Drew Brees.
No, yes, the Saints. Sean Payton. Sean Payton, every single time he talks to us when you talk about a player, it's important to have a vision for the player. Right? Doesn't he say that all the time? Having a vision for the player when you acquire, when you trade for, when you select in the draft, whatever, or sign in free agency. You're finally seeing what it's like on the basketball side. Jake was the first to give you how these players fit into the system and what they bring to it. Pretty cool. Let's talk with Will. We come back. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Escape plan, the extractors.
What goes around comes around. Ray Breslin.
Ray!
Abby!
I'm sorry about Abby.
What do you think this place is?
Devil's Station. Bad place, Ray. With a way in.
Deploying drone now.
We got visitors!
Starring Sylvester Stallone, Dave Bautista, and Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
I'm done with prisons.
Escape Plan, The Extractors. Watch it on Blu-ray, digital, and on demand July 2nd. Rated R.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing, with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
At Will Guillory is the way to follow. Mr. Will Guillory of The Athletic covers your New Orleans Pelicans. Will, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Gus, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm just all smiles. A lot of people I know are all smiles. 800-998-1003, by the way, if you want to talk to any of our guests and have any questions for them, I'm allowing the opportunity to go ahead and do that as well, Will. So we may be slipping in some calls. I'm seeing some lines lit up that they may want to ask you some things that I don't as well or have already asked. Overall thoughts, man, the three players that have agreed to become Pelicans here and it becomes official July 6th, I think they fit. They make sense. It's not overspending. Solomon Hill's contract basically turns into J.J. Redick's for a mil and a half more. I love Derek Favors. I love the Euro guy and Melly. It just makes sense.
Yeah, I think all three signings fill the three holes that we've talked about ever since the end of the draft, where they needed some outside shooting to space the floor. They needed a big body in the middle to kind of take the pressure off of Zion as far as rebounding and shot blocking. And they needed some veteran leadership. And I think that's the biggest thing they're hoping J.J. Redick and Derek Favors can bring to the team. Two guys who've been around this league a long time, been through plenty playoff battles, been through the ups and downs of this league. And I think they're going to be a great influence on some of these younger guys. And I think, like you mentioned before, a really big one for David Griffin to get both of these guys on short-term deals, not long-term commitments, not anything you're buying into 3-4 years down the line, that he's able to give this team what they need right now, but also maintain his flexibility to make moves down the line if he needs to.
Well, a lot of times, short-term deals, fans will look at it and go, well, you're giving up draft picks or you're giving money, and then they're really not here for the long term. That's fine, because I think you and I both agree. The team that will compete for a run deep into the playoffs or a championship, it's not formed yet. It's a couple of drafts away and free agent signings away. But in the meantime, you have a couple of young players that you kind of want to mentor, help them grow and show them the way. That's what I love about Redick coming in and doing that. Helps the locker room show leadership. He's played 13 seasons, all in the postseason. You look at Favors, 10 years as well. And a lot of focus is on Zion. But as I just told Jake, from Locked On Pals, I'm like, look, I think Favors, man, Jackson Hayes is going to benefit so much from that, right? To have a guy like him that works day in, day out, from just his teammates tweeting about it, because Jackson Hayes is one of those young players like Zion that's coming in this year that you're hoping will be the front quarter of your future.
Absolutely, and remember, we talked about this before, Jackson Hayes is a guy who was playing JV ball his junior year in high school. So, I mean, he's still learning a lot. He's still the wrong way to go, and even though he was taken with the number 8 pick, I don't think the Pelicans are looking at him as a guy that's going to give them heavy minutes at the center position next year. So it's going to be all about learning next year and figure out how to work and how to put yourself in a position to improve every day and prepare yourself physically and mentally for this NBA grind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot for Jackson Hayes to take on, but a guy like Derek Favors, who's been through it, I wrote this in my piece, a guy who was drafted high in the draft, traded during his rookie year, kind of went through the OSE a bust aspect of his career,
mm-hmm.
played on some bad teams, played on some really good teams in Utah, so he saw a little bit of everything in this league. And having that a guy with that kind of perspective around Jackson Hayes, like you said, is going to be a huge help to that young fella and helping him figure out what it takes to really be good in this league. Because we know that talent he brings is going to help a lot. But with the NBA, it's all about your mentality and all about the work you're willing to put in. And that's what separates the guy who are around for 2 or 3 years and the guys who are there for 10 years, like Derek Favors and J.J. Redick.
And that's what I'm talking about, right? I mean, that's where I think it's so beneficial to have these young guys. And I'm going to throw in Ingram. I'm going to throw in Ball. I'm going to throw in Hart, because they've been in a situation where they've kind of had to be the faces of their franchise and the stars of tomorrow with really no veteran leadership or presence to kind of show them the way. So I think they're all going to be able to benefit from that. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram is going to be really interesting, because we know when you're playing in L.A., there's so much going on. There's so much media, and people are trying to grab you off the court to do this TV show and do this fashion week thing. And, you know, them coming to New Orleans is going to be about basketball. It's going to be about them just improving as players and figuring out what's the next step for their career, because Brandon Ingram's now playing for a contract extension. You know, Lonzo Ball's trying to prove that he could be everything people thought he was going to be coming out of UCLA. So it's going to be a good amount of pressure on those guys to kind of take that next step in their development. And like you said, not no longer be the guys promised and be the guys that are going to be good one day. I think people are expecting them to step in and make immediate impact with this team. So I think that's going to be really good. And just having guys like J.J. Redick and Derek Favors around who could just be those locker room presence, the guy that can keep them, you know, in check whenever things are getting too high or getting too low. They're going to always have a great perspective, and just the work they put in, I think that's going to be a great example for guys like Zion, Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Frank Jackson,
mm-hmm.
these really young guys, seeing how those guys put in work every single day. Because you just hear the legendary stories, like you said, about Derek Favors in Utah, and especially J.J. Redick, about the way that they work to make sure their bodies are prepared for that 82-game grind. And I think that's the biggest lesson these young guys have to learn coming into the NBA. It's not just about being able to play well or being able to put up 20 points one night. It's about lasting from October to April, and that's a long, tough grind, and you got to be mentally prepared for it.
Speak with Will Guillory of The Athletic. At Will Guillory is there to follow on Twitter. NBA free agency officially began at 5 o'clock yesterday. Lots of moves being made here. When it comes to the Pels, one of the things that you look at is the news still coming in. Sorry, I just got the news, so we'll tell you, Will. As I don't know if you just saw it. Shams reporting. Go ahead, Jordan.
Free agent guard Elfrid Payton has agreed to a 2-year, $16 million deal with the New York Knicks.
Whoa, I did not see that. So Elfrid and Julius are reuniting in New York. That's pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, if you're the Knicks, you need some players out there. And again, for Payton, it makes sense. I mean, obviously, you don't know where you were going to fit on here, but I think what you're definitely seeing is that this team really like what Frank Jackson can sort of do. Ball's going to be your point guard, and if you're Elfrid Payton, somebody's giving you $8 million, you got to go do it, especially go play in New York.
It was a little guard-heavy, too, with having Etuan Morin, so,
right.
I mean, the move kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think there just weren't going to be that many minutes available for Elfrid. I mean, I got a chance to talk to him the other day at his kickball tournament. I think, you know, he loved his time in New Orleans. He would have loved to come back and represent the city. But, you know, at this point in his career, he's got to find someone that's going to give him a consistent opportunity to play. And I can tell you, the Pelicans certainly weren't going to give him $16 million over 2 years. So I think that's really good for him finding a spot where he can get paid and get an opportunity to play. And I know him and Julius have a very close relationship. They have the same agent, Aaron Mintz. So I know
That was kind of a goal for them to go somewhere together. And I think it's a great opportunity for them to kind of start over, be in a place where they're going to get opportunity to play and show what they can do and hopefully hit the market again next year. Maybe you'll get a new deal.
And good for them. I mean, those two players, I think the fan base here in New Orleans really liked to watch and appreciate it and loved it. And then you saw them put in the work last year and get a little reward here. Nico Melli, when you look at the 6'9 power forward, again, nationally it's like, oh, there it is. There's a move. You know, you get the tweet as to who the signing is. But when we were going through the GM search, one of the reasons Trajan Langdon was seen as somebody that you want to talk to is his ties to European players. And if you, as you've heard since, Will, David Griffin says, look, yeah, we're going to need stars. We're going to need to develop people in the G League. And we're going to look overseas to try to fill out our roster. 2 years, $8 million. I like it. Here's a guy that's 28 years old. Is one of the top scorers over there in the Euro League. Shoots, what, 40%+ from 3-point land. It just, again, it fits. It's another move that fits.
Yeah, and it's exactly what they needed, what we talked about before, a guy with some size in the middle that could battle with some guys under the rim, maybe get a few rebounds, and it can space the floor. And I think bringing in a guy that's around 28, 29 years old, he'll be able to step in and play immediately. It's not like a young project they're coming in and hoping he'll be good a few years from now. They're paying him with the expectation that he'll come in and be a rotation guy off the bench that can space the floor and kind of give them a different dynamic when Derek Favors goes to the bench. And I think just having all of these different pieces, guys that bring different assets to the offense, I think it's really important. Just because it's so unclear what this team is going to look like. You know, there's so many different pieces, so many new guys. We don't really know how they're going to fit, what type of lineups Alvin Gentry is going to go to. So I think having a bunch of different guys with a bunch of different skill sets and guys with some experience who know how to play a specific role, I think that's going to be really important as well. So I think that's where Nico Melli kind of fits in perfectly with what this team is looking for.
So you kind of take a look at the roster right now, Will Guillory of The Athletic. You got point guard, Lonzo Ball, Frank Jackson, Alexander Walker, shooting guard, Holiday, Twine Moore, Josh Hart. I guess what, small forward would be Redick, or is he considered a guard? You got Brandon Ingram, Kendrick Williams, Zion, Melli, Wood at power forward if you want to go there. And then Favors, Okafor, and Hayes are your centers, right? I mean, that's kind of what you're looking at the roster right now. Do you see more tinkering?
Yeah, I think probably I could see them adding maybe one more veteran in the backcourt on the wing. I think they would like to – they still have a little bit more cap room to make some more moves. I think they have one of their exceptions left. So I could see them making one more move just to get one more veteran guy in the locker room, one more guy that can help with Nickeil Alexander-Walker, can work with Alonzo Ball. I think that would be something that they're looking to. I don't know if that's something they're going to make today. That may be somebody that becomes available down the line.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them do that in the past. But I think as of right now, the roster is pretty thin. I think they feel pretty good about where they stand. I think they feel like they have about 8 or 9 guys they can depend on right now to give them really solid minutes. They have lineup versatility. They have some shooting. They have guys who can defend. I think they could do a lot of different things. It's just a matter of actually seeing these guys on the court and seeing how they fit together. But I think they feel really good about where they stand and still having the flexibility to make additional moves if they you know, end up getting off to a fast start or getting off to a slow start. They can go either direction.
So here's the fun part, right? There's a game Friday, Summer League play. It's Pelicans and Knicks. You're going to hear the game right here in your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Do you have any word? I'm still waiting for the official roster. Are we going to see Zion or not?
We still don't have the official word. I'm guessing Zion's probably going to play. I think he's going to be out there. I think they're going to try to get Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes out there. I heard previously that they weren't going to play, but I think they're going to try to figure out a way to kind of get that deal done by July 6th so they can get those guys to Vegas and get them some type of experience in Summer League.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably expect to see them at some point. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they fill out the rest of that roster. Because like you said before, Trajan Langdon is a guy, he doesn't leave any stone unturned. And he's going to look everywhere to try to find talent, whether it be overseas, whether it be G League, small school, big school, second round, first round. He's a guy that loves to kind of find those left on talent, and I think that's a really nice way to kind of add for them to add to the back of the roster, kind of get some of those cheap deals, just to add some more depth. And I think Trajan Langdon is going to be on a mission to do that. So I think that we're going to see maybe one or two of these guys kind of stand out the way we saw Trayvon Blewett
last year in the summer league. I would probably expect maybe one or two more guys to do that as well this year.
Final question for you, Will. Where does Kawhi Leonard go?
Man, I think Kawhi is the most difficult guy to predict in the NBA. But it just still feels so wrong for him to go to the Lakers. It just feels like that's not a Kawhi type of move. So I'm still betting he goes back to Toronto on a short-term deal just to kind of feel things out and give him the flexibility to leave if things kind of fall apart this year. But, man, if he goes to the Lakers, it would be insane. And I kind of tweeted out earlier, would all of the KD hate kind of turn over to Kawhi now because he'd be the new guy that's ruining the league? I don't know. It would be weird, but I just can't see him going to L.A., so I'm still betting it ends up being in Toronto.
All right, I lied to you. I do have a final question for you. Jordan, our intern here, says the ladder in the back of the 2020 or 2K whatever video game that AD now got, because he can only get that, Will, in L.A. So even though he had a video cover in the past, it was multiple athletes that year. This year is the only one that I know of other than the legend one, right, the limited edition, which is Jordan.
Dwayne Wade. It's almost like Miami Beach in
the
background.
Jordan says there's a ladder behind AD.
And there's a next sign.
Okay, yeah. So is it symbolic? Is it we looked at it as he's moving on up. What's the ladder mean behind the picture?
I don't know. I got to take another look at the picture and see if I can find all the symbols he's got in the background. But
that's right.
I mean, knowing AD, if we ask him about it, he'll probably just be like, I don't know. It's just a ladder.
Someone put that ladder for me
exactly.
in the background.
Somebody put the ladder. I didn't pick the ladder.
Somebody else put that ladder there.
There it is. Will, as always, man, appreciate the time.
I appreciate you guys.
There it is. Yeah, I mean, there's a ladder. It's like there's a ladder just to the left of the basketball rim. It looks like a street court, right?
It says next.
What's with the snow goggles to the left of his left elbow?
I guess champion. He's moving on. He's moving on up.
Yes,
next to
the goggles
Lakers.
The goggles are what people put when they do the champagne and everything.
Correct.
That's exactly what it is. Hour one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Nothing hurts my mom that she showed anyway. She'd always say, you do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But she thought that meant she had to do it on her own. We were trained to help others, but there's strength in finding help for yourself, too. We're in this together. Even the toughest of us might not know where to go to get a little support.
Encourage women who have served to learn more about the VA care and benefits they've earned. The VA Women Veterans Call Center connects veterans with personalized information on VA services that can make a difference. Call 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov. 1-855-VA-WOMEN or visit www.womenshealth.va.gov.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
The power to run your business just got a boost with E-Tail's All Fiber Network. Our local experts are in your area connecting businesses and customers faster than ever. And now, for a limited time, get connected with phone and internet for only $85. That means reliability and fiber speed for your business for only $85. Plus, the local service that you deserve. Call us today or visit etailbusiness.com. Etel Business, empowering your business to do more.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You know what? You do a little zooming in, you get the significance and the symbolism, Jordan the intern. You did see the ladder, and while we thought it, while it was nice to say he's moving on up, if you look at the ladder and then you look at the net on the goal, it's partially cut. That's significant to me of winning the national championship. He cut down the nets. Got it?
Right.
And then at the base of the ladder, it's the draft slot. It says one, and it's the logo of the Hornets. It says New Orleans Hornets, A. Davis. So he was taken number one overall. That's what that is right there. So the ladder is him cutting down the nets, being a national champion. Because remember, that's something you've been hearing, the talking points, the last several weeks, by the way. But he's a national champion, first-round pick overall. That's his
ego.
That's his business card in the last couple of weeks. Have you noticed that when they talk about him? Or he's spoken about this? He talks about how he's been a national champion and number one pick overall, and it's his time. So there's no...
Or it could be...
There's absolutely... zero coincidence that is why it's there. You look behind him, and I can't really tell which city, but it looks like that could be the Sears Tower behind you because you see the elevated train, so that's Chicago, where he's from, right?
Right.
That's where the elevated train is. I guess next, you can look at a couple of things, you know, next chapter of his life. But there is no denying the goggles. The snow goggles with confetti all around it, that is out. That's championship.
Could be the confetti dropping after he won the national title.
No, that's the future because it's on the side where it says next. Next up, championship. That's what he's saying. So
I don't know why he still has a lot of red on him and the confetti.
If I take it, because again, he's Chicago, so. Take it all into account, which is Chicago's own national champion, first overall pick, ready for the next chapter, which is a championship. Boom!
What a bum.
See? What are you talking about? It's beautiful symbolism. That's what I did. It is the Sears Tower. I can see now the top part of the... it's not the Sears Tower anymore. It's something else, but you know what I'm getting at. It's the tall building in Chicago. So that's where it's at, Jordan. Hmm. See what I just did for you?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I like learning kind of stuff like that.
Symbolism? What would be your symbol? What would be your number one symbolism on yours if you had a picture?
If I had a picture?
Yeah, if you had a picture. What are you putting in the background to let you know where you've come from? A bed?
Maybe
because you like to nap?
Yeah, a bed. Maybe a few French words.
Awesome. Oh, you in that French class. Yeah. How you doing in French this year, by the way?
Well, like, the course was way too much money, and I wasn't about to pay that much money for...
to get a D?
No, not to get a D, for like a two-week course.
Okay.
So I decided I was just going to not take it this summer and just take it during the regular...
Regular semester.
Yeah.
So instead of 2 months of misery, you're going to give yourself 4 to 5 months of misery.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not paying that kind of money.
just to get a D. What did you get in French last year, by the way?
I got a B.
You gotta be. You can't even tell me your name and you're hungry for
doesn't
a cheeseburger
matter.
In France.
Doesn't matter.
No, it does.
The first was just a few pronouns and
800-998-1003. Scott Kushner, the advocate. He joins us to start hour number two. We'll ask him his thoughts, your phone calls. Fill him in if you have any questions for our guest. We'll pass them on. We'll put you on the air. You can ask anybody as well. Raphael at 1:30. And coming up at 2:15, Ali Kassel is going to join us as well. So Sports Hangover Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims. The insurance companies, you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.